This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Stockton is out there. They do snap it. And he's under pressure. And sacked. And the ball has come out. Centurion Perkins.
Oh, cock-a-doodle-doo, baby. Happy New Year to Ole Miss, but not to Georgia. No. Happy New Year. Lane Kiffin? I don't know. He made a lot more money last night, but boy, is it nice to not see him be able to really reap the reward. Sean McDonough last night, ESPN on the call. The only really good game of the day. That's right. The only really good game of the day. It is January 2nd. It is a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital. We have nothing really to feel good about from a local team perspective. That's right. No Commanders, no Maryland, Virginia, or Virginia Tech in the college football playoff, but every Friday should lead to something good, i.e. the weekend, and a little bit of a chance for you to get a little breather. Maybe you have a four-day weekend, maybe you have a nine-day weekend, and you haven't worked in a week and a half because of the holidays, whatever your deal is. God love you. Welcome aboard, one and all. If you're out and about shopping on a Friday, take us with you anywhere on the Odyssey app as well. iHeartRadio, tune in. If you can't listen to the show live, that's okay too. Make sure you check out the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, like the Odyssey app, AMAC. Has everything cut up for you, easily identifiable. You don't have to download anything. You just listen. You can listen to every show, every hour, every segment, everything. We don't do a lot of guests, but the times that we do guests, you could listen to those as well, and away you go. And you could listen to it on your own time, starting at 11 o'clock at night, Monday through Wednesday. No, I'm just having a little bit of fun with my guy, Linnell Willingham. His new show is at 11 o'clock at night, Monday through Wednesday. Just having a little bit of fun. I hope everybody had, speaking of fun, a safe and fun and happy New Year. I hope you didn't do anything stupid. I did not do anything stupid. I had a sip of champagne and a lot of Diet Coke. A lot of Diet Coke. That is how I roll these days, boys and girls. I did have a beer Wednesday afternoon in the Vault Suites at Capital One Arena, thanks to my guy JVS, Jim Van Stone, for always taking care of the Rooster and fam. I got to take my son to the Caps Rangers game. He sat right on the glass. And he got to see his favorite player, Tom Wilson, score goal number 199, 200, get the Gordie Howe hat trick plus. What that means is a goal, an assist, a fight. Well, he had a goal. He had two goals. He had an assist. He had a fight. He had a cut hand. He had two goals on Monday night, another goal yesterday. It's been a week for Mr. Canada, Tom Wilson. Huh? Eh? So anyway, since we've been gone, we had a triple overtime game in our stead on Wednesday between Virginia Tech and Virginia. And yesterday, the Caps were in Ottawa. And you heard that Tom Wilson goal. But we are back. I don't know if we're better than ever, but we're back. A-Max alongside. Mad Max is stalking around. He's got a hood on for some reason. He's got his Capitals jersey on. It's a good look. I got a Tom Wilson authentic red Caps jersey for Christmas. I think I forgot to tell this story.
Like the normal?
Like the authentic with the straps and everything.
Yeah. But the Screaming Eagle or the regular Caps jersey?
No, just the normal red.
Okay.
Home red.
The rotten red, I like that.
It did not fit. So
dare I ask what size? You can say no.
I mean, all right.
So you can say no.
I ordered a 2X.
Okay.
Okay. I think it was, the number was 50, but it might have been
50 something, yeah.
52, whatever. So what I didn't realize was how small the sizes ran.
Yeah.
Because I comfortably fit into two, like, some 1X
shirts. Yeah, they don't make hockey jerseys like they used to where they're super baggy. They're all form-fitting.
So they're all, like, streamlined. So, you know, when you've got man boobs, you know, you can't.
Your tatas, yeah.
Yeah, you don't really want to be showing those off.
No.
Right? And not to mention, it was snug to my not-so-girlish physique.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to return it, which I did. The problem is that they're out of the size that I think logically would be my next. So I'm still waiting to get my Tom Wilson jersey to honor Tyler's favorite player.
Of course.
And one of mine, too. I love Tom Wilson. I mean, how could you not? I mean, you're a space Martian if you don't like Tom Wilson.
Or you're not from here.
Or you're not from here, and or you're that guy that he absolutely plowed into at center ice right
or
in front of us.
Or you're just not a hockey fan.
Or, wait a second. I thought you were Mr. Hockey.
No, I'm not speaking.
Let's just do that hockey.
I'm not speaking for myself.
I mean, you're going to be all over the Winter Classic tonight, baby,
yeah,
right?
I knew the Winter Classic was tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't ask me. Do you know where the Winter Classic is tonight?
It's in the Winter Classic City. Come on, fellas.
Yeah, what's the Winter Classic
City? I'm one of you guys.
The Winter Classic.
I'm one of you guys.
No, come on now. Let's get something straight.
All right, hold on. No. I want to give
you
three.
You are not one of us.
Yes, I am one of you.
I want to give AMAC three options, okay? All right, so the Winter Classic, is it in Minneapolis, Minnesota? Is it in Miami, Florida? Or is it in Dallas, Texas?
I can't say the way.
You can't even speak in English. Never mind. So identify the correct city.
Minnesota final answer?
Come on now. Yeah.
All right.
Who do you think's playing if it's in Minnesota?
Come on. You guys are insulting me. Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey. Let's answer that hockey. The Minnesota what?
Yeah,
the Minnesota who?
Hold on.
He's typing. Are you typing? Don't type Winter Classic into that computer. That's not how this is going to. No. He's going to give up the whole game right here.
Listen, you guys know I do that hockey so well, you know, and it's kind of insulting that you don't think
kinda
I
like
know
how
that
you
tried to trick me with where the winter. It's clearly in Miami.
Clearly, and, obviously.
And featuring the Panthers and the New York Rangers. Come on now, do that hockey.
What state are the Panthers from?
Florida.
Okay. Yeah. At least you got that.
Yeah, NHL champions too, right?
Who's the president of baseball operations for the Nationals, AMAC?
I didn't say anything about baseball.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, you might know a little bit more about hockey than you know about baseball, but to say you know much about either would be a gross overstatement. I mean, let's do that football. That's what you do.
Do that CFP, baby.
Yeah, let's do exactly, it. Exactly. Let's do it. So why don't we do that football? Mad Max, real quickly, though, disappointing end to yesterday's Caps-Sens game.
Yeah.
They had a 2-0 lead. I didn't see the first two goals Logan gave up. The last two were not him. It was just, you know, great plays by Ottawa, great execution, some porous defense. That helps always. But I would have loved to have seen the Caps at least get a 3 out of 4
would have been nice,
on the back-to-backers. But Ottawa was sitting at home. They didn't have to travel. They hadn't played since Monday. They are a speed and transition team. Ultimately, the result did not shock me yesterday afternoon.
I mean, well, and that's the thing that happens, especially when your team's a little bit older. Like, you're going to get skated circles around. That happened in the playoffs against Carolina. But, I mean, yeah, sometimes the defense hasn't been great. And the one thing that the Caps have been missing that I know they're going to try and acquire before the deadline is a top-line scorer. Now, how much are they going to be willing to pay for that? I don't know. I like a lot of the prospects that we have, and I think they have really bright futures, but you're going to have to pick one or two that you're going to want to come off of if you want to get a top-line scorer that you need, that you're going to need going into the postseason. So
I agree that they need that, but Derek Forrest on DC News Now asked me that yesterday and it aired last night on game night on DC News Now, and I said, ideally, if I can get a solid, responsible, puck-moving defenseman, that's what I would want, because that's where they really struggled, even to some degree against Montreal, but much more against Carolina last year. They couldn't get the puck out of their zone. They couldn't get it out of their zone. They couldn't get it through the neutral zone with speed, with transition to set up guys, and that's where they got in trouble. And then that would lead to turnovers or, you know, bounce of the puck luck, and it would immediately flip into transition for Carolina. All right, I didn't mean to start talking about hockey, but as AMAC says,
let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey. And the Winter Classic is tonight, and Max and I might be the only two sickos watching on TNT, I believe it is.
Yeah, it is.
The setup looks amazing at Lone Depot Park.
It looks very weird.
Depot. At Lone Depot?
Yeah.
Park? Yeah. It's like the Home Depot.
Lone Depot.
Right. It looks amazing. It looks, I mean, it is the first time, by the way, that that stadium will be filled for anything other than the World Baseball Classic. We've never seen that stadium filled since it's opened. Since it's opened. Maybe opening day when it opened. That's about it. That's about the last time outside of the WBC. Because they hate the Marlins, and I don't blame them. When was the last time we saw that place filled? I don't know. But you get the point. Rangers and the Florida Panthers. Brad Marchand, who everybody loves.
Notoriously, yeah.
Every time I tweet about Brad Marchand, Grant Paulson gets so mad and he starts texting me. He's like,
that is a good Grant impression.
Anyway, college football last night. Thank you, Mad Max. It's always good to see you. Where are you signing as a free agent, by the way?
I don't know yet. I still got a couple of irons in the fire. We'll see what my agent works out.
You know, pitchers and catchers report in like a month and a half.
Yeah, we got time.
How much are you going to sign for?
It depends. I got to talk to my agent.
Are you still stealing $15 million a year from the Nationals?
You know I am.
Damn it. Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
Appreciate
always.
It. It's good to see
Happy
you.
Happy New Year, my friends.
Happy New Year. Caps home tomorrow night for the Chicago Blackhawks after the back-to-back games in Ottawa and Washington on Wednesday. All right, so away we go. We'll get back to the hockey story later because there's some things I want to jump in. Last night, in case you weren't at it, and you should have been because it was the only good game of the day. I mean, again, impressive performances earlier in the day, no doubt, by Indiana and by Oregon. Not trying to take away anything from them, but they weren't good games, right? But last night was everything that you would want. Everything that you would want in a college football bowl game, right? The only difference is it wasn't just a bowl game. It was actually a playoff game. And that's the greatness still of the playoffs, right? Is we used to have have these occasionally great Fiesta Bowls or Orange Bowls or Rose Bowls or Sugar Bowls or whatever. And everybody would be like, oh, man, great experience, great game. What does it mean? It kind of means nothing. Ultimately, great game, great memory, great back. Like when Boise State won in the Fiesta Bowl over, I believe it was Oklahoma. I can't even remember at this point. Like 10 years ago. AMAC, do you remember that game? Was it Oklahoma?
What, I think hockey? Boise,
No.
I'm sorry. No. Sorry, when, still in hockey mode.
Yeah, you got to turn off the hockey button, and you got to turn on your easy button and go to college football.
Okay.
When Boise State won the Fiesta Bowl like 10 years ago.
Yes.
As a major upset winner. That was against Oklahoma,
yeah, it was
right?
Oklahoma. Okay, that's what I thought. I think Sam Bradford was actually the quarterback for that team.
Yeah, that's what – all right. So you know, but that was a big story. That was a great game, great memory, but it meant absolutely nothing. Nothing, right? But here's the thing, boys and girls. Here's the thing. Last night meant everything. Everything. So you got a great game, a great finish. Well, check. Hold on. Hold the check, please, sir. You got a great game. You got two heavyweights going at it. All sorts of juicy storylines. You got a clown show for a finish. One that resembles your local NBA game on a Tuesday night in mid-January between the Chicago Bulls and the Toronto Raptors, for those of you that love the NBA. You got that kind of clown show at the end that they desperately tried to ruin a great game. But yet Ole Miss won 39-34 in the end after staging, after multiple replays, after multiple clock mishaps, after all the coaches and players were hugging and wishing each other well, after all of that. Multiple times they had to stop and restart the game. Ultimately, the final was 39-34 Ole Miss over Georgia. They called it an upset. They called it an upset because the stupid point spread says it's an upset. It's not really an upset. Ole Miss, every bit as good as Georgia. I mean, Georgia got punked at home earlier this year by Alabama. Alabama stinks. Okay? The only reason why Alabama was in the Rose Bowl yesterday is because Oklahoma stinks. That's it. That's the only reason. That's the only reason. Ole Miss won last night, 39-34, without Dopey Lane Kiffin, with half of their staff having 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out the door, working to now improve LSU and to beat Ole Miss. Starting when? As soon as they're eliminated or as soon as they win the national championship, and probably in between, Charlie Weiss Jr. and other offensive assistants. You got Lane Kiffin making weird tweet emojis. You got Lane Kiffin getting bonuses for an Ole Miss team that is doing it for at least the last two games without Lane Kiffin. And it should show you everything you need to know. If a team is resilient, if a team executes, if a team has a quarterback as talented as Trinidad Chambliss, if a team has a defense that can get after it, although they committed too many penalties, if a team has some studs at wide receiver, if a team is a team, it doesn't matter who the head coach is. Whether it's Pete Golding, whether it's Lane Kiffin, whether it's Monty Kiffin, whether it's Monty Python. A team is a team. And a team that's hell-bent on showing the world that they are old bleeping Miss, that they are rebels without a cause, that they don't need no stinking Lane Kiffin. That is what we love sports for. Not the shenanigans, not the BS, not the transfer portal, not NIL, not for greed, not for arrogance, but for that. For that. When a team says, bleep you. We're in this together. We're going to stun the world. We're going to show you what we're all about. And not the coach that you guys all get down on your knees and salute and bow down to in reverence for. We don't need him. Good job by Ole Miss last night, obviously. They scored 12 points in the first half. 12. They scored 27 in the second half, including 20 in the fourth quarter, as Georgia's defense, the stalwarts that they are, melted down. And they win 39-34. And they also won because they have something that's much more important than a head coach. I'll tell you what it is next. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in, just getting rocking and rolling here on a feel-good football Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Yo, stop. Collaborate and listen. Did you see Vanilla Ice was a special guest at Mar-a-Lago the other night? With a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle on stage.
I regret playing that song.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. It was a different version, but I saw it many times last night scrolling through social media trying to catch up and see what I'd missed. I saw... what's her name? Christy Noem? Noem? I don't know what her last name is. She's somebody in Trump's cabinet. Department of Defense? I have no idea what she does. But she was dancing and having a good old time, and people were just making up all sorts of throw-up emojis and just, you know, all sorts of fun. But yeah, Vanilla Ice was there. But no, you can play that song. That's a good tune. From my childhood. Not my childhood, my teenagehood, I guess. That song probably came out, I would say 1990? Maybe 1989? I don't remember exactly when. Maybe it was a little bit earlier than that. I can't remember. Late 80s, right around 90, somewhere in that range. Vanilla Ice. Ice, baby. Anyway.
1990, according to Siri.
1990?
Yeah, 1990.
I mean, I hit it right on the nose, yeah. But then I started doubting myself.
Yeah.
How about them apples?
There's 1990? A lesson
there. Mm. How about them apples? All right, welcome aboard, everybody. So here's the deal. So last night, Ole Miss wins. And again, I start by saying great game, horrible ending, clown show, just an absolute circus, embarrassing, everything in between. At the end of the Ole Miss-Georgia game, ruined a great game. At least for me, it did. I don't know if it ruined it for you, but most notably, the game was not just a great game. It meant something. And that's what's great about college football right now, is that we finally have games that actually mean something. Not every game, but we actually have games that mean something. So, occasionally when you step in poop and come out smelling like a rose, not a rose bowl, when you step in poop and come out smelling like a rose, and the game means something, that's a double dip that we never used to have, right? That's a double dip that we never used to have. So to me, I deal with some of the BS because of what happened last night. Now, before I ask AMAC for his thoughts between or on this game specifically, I wanted to tie up a loose end. So Ole Miss took the lead late, right, in a 34-34 game with a field goal and made it 37-34. Now, you might say, well, no big deal. That happens all the time. Okay, fine. Lucas Carnero, one of the best kickers in the sport, 3 of 3 on field goals, hit a 56-yarder, a 55-yarder, and then the game winner, plus his extra points. And what I would say is this, and this is where people are going to get mad, and this is where people are going to take umbrage with what I'm going to say, including AMAC. I would rather have a stud place kicker than what you people consider to be a stud head coach or a great coach. Because you know what? There are plenty of great coaches that make mistakes, that have down years, that have bad games, that have bad philosophies, plenty of great coaches that you want fired, that you want hired, that you want this, that you want that, you want to chase it. A great place kicker can erase a lot of mistakes, can erase a lot of shortages, can erase a lot of problems. And Carnero, to hit a 55 and a 56-yarder early in the game, in the first quarter, to give Ole Miss their first 6 points in the first 6 points of the game. Remember, they had a 6-point lead. Now, it was, again, not a great offensive performance in the first half by Ole Miss, but those were a huge 6 points. And then on that final drive, after they hit the big 40-yard play, which everybody was like, oh, you know, like shocking the call. Charlie, it wasn't that shocking. I mean, again, it was a vertical route from the slot, and Carnero hits a 47-yarder like snap of a finger. And I'm not trying to take away anything from coaches, but more games are won and lost because of bad place kicking and bad special teams and bad execution on special teams than by any coach, any decision, any mentality, any philosophy, anywhere, any place, anytime. And I know you're all going to disagree with me, but I'm right and you're wrong. How many games have been lost in college and professional football? In college, which is now professional football, and the NFL, because of bad place kickers, one way or the other. a bad kickoff, a bad field goal attempt, a bad extra point, a bad this, a bad that, a bad snap, a bad hold. How many games have been won and lost because of that? It's more important than the head coach that you guys put on the Holy Grail or that you put on holy hot coals. It's more important. Now, I say that and I know that nobody's going to agree with me because you're all preconditioned. You're all pre-programmed pigs to think that head coaching and coaching matters over everything and anything. But when I say that, AMAC, I see a smirk on your face.
Yeah.
When I say that, mm-hmm. and you don't even have to get into a full explanation, mm-hmm. you think I am full of donkey baloney, don't you?
100%. I'm glad that you preferenced it, like AMAC's going to... Because now I feel like I can handle the rage bait a little better.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not rage bait. It's the truth.
No, it's rage bait.
It's the truth.
No. Like, you can't. There's no way you can tell me you look at what Mike Vrabel's done in New England. You look at what Kyle Shanahan has done for the San Francisco. You look at what Kirk Cignetti has done in Indiana. You tell me that any coach could do that. Now, do I disagree with the, I guess, sentiment of your statement in place kickers and special teams are important? 100%. 100%. But even you said misfunctions, bad execution, like that's can all be attributed to coaching in some part. So
it can.
Sure.
It can. By the way, just to clear up something, I never said that any coach can do what Kurt Cignetti is doing at Indiana or what Kyle Shanahan has done by and large for 9 years in San Francisco. I understand I come across as somebody who doesn't want to give credit to coaches. That's not what I say. That's not what I'm about. What I am about is 100% of the credit is being given to Kurt Cignetti at Indiana.
So you think more credit should be given to the place kicker there?
I think more credit should be given to the players. And in this case, the place kicker, being as money as he was even back in the first quarter, never mind on the final kick, is more important, no offense, than what Pete Golding did last night.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I mean, again, but my thing is you're making it seem like it's one or the other. And we've had this conversation
before. No, it's an either or.
No, it's not. Like, there can be an incredible coaching job and the players could have done well. Like, that's possible. I think with Indiana...
There could be. If you've got spokes up your ass on sitting on a fence.
With Indiana, I think that, especially last year, that was a great coaching job just as much as... Many would argue those weren't great players. You know, there are a lot of times where they're winning,
you're right,
you know, very few games and...
And ultimately, they got exposed when they played against really good competition in the playoffs.
It was still a real good coaching job, though. No one's, sure. I don't think when someone.
Nobody's denying that.
And to the same credit, when someone says this is a good coaching job, no one's saying the players suck.
I'm just telling you that we as a society are a bunch of pre-programmed pigs. We are conditioned and programmed, wired mm-hmm. to just, because this is what the broadcasters do. We're just conditioned to say, that's a great job by Charlie Weiss Jr. Instead of, that's a great job by Trinidad Chambliss, by Kiwan Lacy, even though he had a critical fumble, by...
People said that last night, Rooster.
Not enough.
So do you, there's no perfect formula for you, it seems like. It seems like you don't want coaches to be mentioned because I think there's a lot of credit. As someone who works in college sports, there's a lot of credit being given to Ole Miss, the players. And there's credit to give. There, credit can go around, Rooster. If somebody says this is a good Chris Russell show, someone can say Chris Russell does a great job talking. That does not mean AMAC sucks.
I didn't say it meant that. But you know what? If somebody says, man, the Chris Russell show is the best show ever alive, which nobody would ever say. Okay, but they said, you know, Chris is just awesome. He's great. He's so knowledgeable. He's so strongly opinionated. He's so smart. He thinks of things that others don't think. and they never mentioned you, and they never mentioned you, or if I said, you know, yeah, it's really all about me, man. It's really
but
all
no
about everything
that
I do.
No saying that about coaches,
and I
though.
Don't give any credit to AMAC. That wouldn't be right.
There's nobody taking any, like, during the broadcast, they were crediting both. Chris Russell, that's why it seems like you're coming off as hating coaches, is because when they do mention the players, I don't understand why you're not
like
acknowledging
glancing,
that.
It's like a glancing blow. It when people talk about narratives, they're going to talk about Ole Miss doing it without Lane Kiffin, with Pete Golding. And I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve credit. What I am saying is the players deserve the bulkload of the credit, not the administration, not assistant, not Charlie Weiss Jr. The players deserve. Just like in Indiana, Kurt Cignetti deserves a lot of credit. Guess what? Kurt Cignetti is not 100% responsible or anywhere close to turning around Indiana. All right, we got to take a timeout. I know I'm a lone wolf in that. I will continue to bang the drum. I will continue to make sense. I will continue to troll because that's what I do. Speaking of trolling, that's what I did when I walked in today. The story next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, indeed, yes, the Sugar Bowl last night in the books. It was an all-timer. Ole Miss advancing to the college football semifinals with a 39-34 win over the three-seed Georgia Bulldogs. Only one team that had a bye in the first round of the college football playoffs actually has advanced in the last 2 years of the 12-team playoff, and that was yesterday, Kurt Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers, who absolutely destroyed the overrated Alabama Crimson Tide. Meanwhile, from elsewhere in college football, C.J. Bailey, the starting quarterback for NC State, is returning for the 2026 season. Today, a couple of bowl games, including Navy. They get going at 4:30 this afternoon after we are done against Cincinnati, who's 7-5, Navy at 10-2, Wake Forest, Mississippi State, later on, along with a couple of other college football matchups that nobody cares about. Just teasing. And the Wizards are back home tonight. Yes, indeed. The Wizards have won 5 out of 7, and tonight they are at Capital One Arena. You can hear it, 106.7 The Fan, beginning at 6:45 against the Brooklyn Nets as the Wizards look for their 9th win of the season. And the Winter Classic, as we mentioned, will be on TNT and HBO Max tonight from Lone Depot Park in South Florida. It is the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers, where the Marlins play in South FLA. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, so today, I came in a Miami Hurricanes full sleeve jacket. Not a quarter zip, not one of those comfy pullovers. Nope. Full sleeve jacket. I found it in my closet Wednesday. I had not worn the jacket in about 20 years. I got the jacket from a now defunct clothing store in Chicago that specialized in college clothing that was a discount clothing store. I think everything, now this was back in 2004, 2005, was like $7.99. I grew up a Miami fan, but I figured if there was ever going to be a time to wear it, if there was ever going to be a time to troll, it was while everybody was on their hands and knees groveling and...
Listen, you are...
Indiana and Kurt Cignetti.
You are...
Let's go Canes, baby!
You are on a generational run of trolling today. Like, I've never... You've been a great troll since I've known you, but today is like, I don't know if it's the break that got you, like, hitting fastballs out of the park for grand slam home runs, but place kickers, better, more important than coaches. Now you've been a Miami fan after wearing...
All along.
Great stuff, Rooster.
All along.
Great stuff.
I mean, just so you know where my allegiances lie, okay? Where my allegiances lie is with, well, really nobody. Whatever's good for the show is whatever's good for the show. And that's where my allegiance lie. 146 and change. I know, quick timeout. We'll come right back. We'll reset. I want to get into the rest of the action from yesterday and from Wednesday night when Miami beat those Ohio State Buckeyes. We'll round out the hour with a big hour of college football talk, and then we'll get into the stinking Commanders later on. I want a peek at the greatness of the Miami jacket that I brought in today. Denton Day took a picture of it. I just retweeted it from his account, and it's just the backside of the jacket and me wearing it. It's nothing special. There's some glass and lighting in between. Maybe that's good because it kind of, you know, obstructs some of my not-so-wonderful physique. But anyway, if you want a little peek at it, you can. At WrestleMania621. At WrestleMania621. I just tweeted it again after Denton took the picture. He was hosting for Kevin Sheehan and also did part of the show, on Wednesday. So you can check out his individual Twitter page or X page at the Denton Day. But yes, the Miami jacket was in full effect today. All right. So real quickly, I asked, nobody has an answer. I have no idea what the Georgia player was doing on the kick return last night after Ole Miss takes the lead at 37-34, he's 9 yards deep with 7 seconds left on the clock, and he chooses to run it out. Hey, Mac, did you see the end of that or no?
Yeah, when I woke up this morning, okay. I did watch the end of the game, yes.
What am I missing?
I mean, I think that I agree with you. Maybe you take the knee and then try to use this same strategy post the knee, but I think they were automatically trying to get into lateral mode. Lateral mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they were automatically trying to get into lateral mode. I don't know the exact science behind why, but I think, yeah, to your point, I think it makes more sense to take the knee and try to do that same thing at, what, the 30?
I mean, that's as fair of an example as that. And that, of course, led to the lateral going sideways and wrong and hitting the pylon, which gave the safety. But they put a second back on the clock after the band came out, after the staging came out, after all the coaches and players were shaking hands and kissing babies and all that stuff. They put a second back on the clock after a long review. They had to get everything off the field. Then they had to get another. Then they had another clock. I mean, it was just a absolute poop show at the end of a great game. But at least, again, the game meant something big. Now, when we left on Wednesday, we were talking about, during all things AMAC, Miami and Ohio State that night. And I said, I don't trust quarterback to not turn the ball over in a big spot. I wasn't talking about Julian Sain. I was talking about Carson Beck. And yet, there Julian Sain was throwing a terrible sideways lateral screen and getting a pick six off of it and a huge return.
I don't put that
Miami.
I think that's. I think that was Jeremiah Smith's fault.
You think so?
Yeah, okay. If you're Jeremiah Smith, you got to get a hand on that DB.
That's fair.
I think there was a similar play from a one of the other games later the next day on New Year's Day where you see a DB almost get his hands on that same type of pass, but because the receiver was blocking him, he wasn't able to, and it's a 2 yard gain rather than a pick six the next way. So if you look at Jeremiah Smith, if you go back and look, like, Jeremiah Smith just completely olays the block. Now, I don't want to, Jeremiah Smith played incredibly that game, but I think that 100% is on Jeremiah Smith because there's nowhere else the quarterback can go with the ball.
That's not on Ryan Day being a terrible play caller? Oh, I'm sorry.
Or maybe the place kicker. Yeah, you know, somehow. Yeah. Because those are more important than coaches.
By the way, Ruben Bain, who you've been on for a long time.
What a dude.
Pretty good the other night, huh?
Yeah, he was him and Akeem Mezidor. I mean, those two are just.
Yeah. You think there's, of course, a lot of talk that Ruben Bain might play more inside, three technique, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about anything, but I think he could probably play outside and inside and maybe scheme flexible and position down flexible, and that's going to be really attractive to it. People are going to make a big deal out of his shorter arms and squattier, whatever, all that measurable stuff. I don't know, man. I see pretty damn good football player from a hard-to-define but harder to defend or block perspective. That's what I see.
Yeah, I think there's so much that goes into, like, just draft evaluations, and rightfully so. There's a lot rides when you're talking about that first round stuff. So sometimes we get into the minutiae of, like, oh, his first three steps are not as wide. You, like, just silly stuff. It's like, at the end of the day, these guys are paid to play football. Like, just turn on the tape and watch them, and like, Ruben Bain is miraculous, not only because he's a great pass rusher, but how he does it. Both physical, extremely physical and violent, and also super quick and agile.
Yeah. I mean, going to be a really, really interesting ride, and there's going to be a lot of conjecture and a lot of debate on where that goes, and you're going to hear a lot about it. All I know is this. Just because you play really good in college football doesn't mean you're automatically going to be a great pro. But when I see Ruben Bain play, I don't see somebody that's going to per se have major limitations on the next level. I would say teams are going to find a way to use him and use him well. The other two games, real quickly, were a blowout. Texas Tech, nothing on offense. you know, they threw a terrible interception in the end zone against the Quack Quacks. Oregon, I mean, David Bailey showed out good for Texas Tech. We'll talk about him coming down the stretch. And obviously Indiana, well over Alabama. I do want to finish up with something on the other side about the college football playoffs and about the teams that are here, the teams that are not, and the teams that played and the teams that did not. We'll do that next, and then we'll get into the NFL on the other side. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.